Everyone, welcome to another episode of the Let's Do It Afraid podcast. How are you doing, Yvette?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. It's Monday.
Yes,
We
it's
act like
Monday.
we talk about this every week. We're like, it's Monday, you know?
Exactly, but it's a good Monday. We had our laughs today, so.
It is a good Monday. How are you enjoying the podcast so far?
I think everything's going really well. I've actually gotten a lot of feedback out in the community. I know I wanted to share with you, and I think I did. I may have. And we were talking about how, like, going out in public after we've done these episodes, and someone actually recognized me, and I had no idea who she was. And she didn't look at me. Like, I wasn't ready. I just went to go run errands that day, so I didn't put makeup on. I just grabbed the kids and was on the go. And then I was telling my kids I had gone on an appointment, and I was like, sit right here. I'll be right back. Like, she has a garage, so I was like outside. They were on steps, and it was really hot that day, so I was like, you guys can't just be chilling in the sun, so sit down in the shade, and then I'll be right back. And I was going into the garage, someone was walking out, and then I was like, oh, bye, have a good day. And then she turns around, and she like stares at me for a second, and then she leaves. And I was like, well, I didn't think nothing of it. And then I kept talking to my kids. I'm like, hey guys, keep the tone low or something. And then she's like, wait, that voice sounds so familiar. And I was like, oh, I was like, yeah. And then she's like, are you on a podcast? I was like, yeah, I am. And then she's like, oh my God, I just watched it. It was so good. I was like, oh my God, thank you. And I was like, I'm sorry, I do not look like well done today. Today's an errand day. And she's like, oh no, don't worry. And then as she was leaving, I was talking to the lady I went to go get a service with. And she was like, I was like, oh my God, I just realized, like, me vio así. Like, she didn't really recognize me because I wasn't like on makeup or whatever. I was like, but she heard my voice. I was like, that's crazy how, like, in a matter of time, like, it's a short time span, you know? And I was like, that's so crazy. Now I have to get up and get ready. Every time I get out the door, everybody's gonna be like, oh, well, she's not ready today. But I was like, oh my God, I'm not a celebrity, but I'm getting out there, and it feels good, you know. But at the same time, I'm like, yeah, now I have to get up and get ready, and it motivates me more to do things, you know. And we talked about the mental health. Sometimes we get so stuck in like the dark hole, or just like in the rat race of life, and it gets hard, or you just don't have the motivation to do it, or I don't know, time. We don't crave the time out of our schedule to do it. But yeah, it's been going great, and I actually love it. It's like my therapy for myself, I guess you can say. Talking about certain topics makes me think about, like, going forward, how do I want it to be, or what kind of experience do I want to be in, and what do we offer to the community? How can we help? How can we help the community heal?
Have you had the welcoming that you thought you would have, or the support that you thought that you had from like friends and family? How has that been?
Yeah, everyone's been like telling me, oh, you're doing great. Topics are really relatable. And I didn't share it before, but I did have another podcast experience before this, and it was going all right. It didn't get as much feedback as this one has. And this one I feel like is really taking off, and it's really more relatable topics. The other one was not as organized, I guess you could say. It was a lot about like our entrepreneurial experience and things of that nature, but it just didn't work out. So that project has been paused, and now we're working on this. And I feel like this one is really organized. We're really connecting to people, getting ourselves out there and topics that people really are interested to hear about. So I'm also excited to do a lot of the interviewing, and a lot of people have actually reached out to see if they can come on our podcast. So I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, that's really exciting when you were telling me that, like how people have approached you about being on it. I was like, wow, like I'm so happy that people want to come on here and have these conversations with us, you know?
Yeah, I think it's gonna be great. Like, a lot of these people I do know outside of podcasting, so I do know a little bit more about them, and I feel like their stories really will resonate with other people, and they're things that are not often talked about a lot in our community. I feel like, especially in the Latin community, nobody really wants to talk about struggles, like the taboos there are, reaching out for help. A lot of people don't have that kind of guidance or understand. Really, sometimes I feel like we have problems acknowledging that we have a problem, or like picking up the red flags, and we just think it's normal. And I guess it's kind of normalized in our society, and it's just like, I don't know if it's taboo or like the pride or what it is that we just think it's normal or like it doesn't need to be fixed. But at the same time, looking at it from another perspective, like our lives could be so much better. Like we could be more better off if we did deal with these things and our kids and, you know, the future that we give them and things of that nature. Just feel like we'd be so much better off.
Yeah. I really enjoyed also the podcast. I think it's been a really positive experience so far. I've also had a lot of like support from my family and my friends, like sharing the videos. And when I see them in public, they're so excited and they come up and they hug me and they're like, I'm so proud of you. Because this has been something that I've been talking about doing for years. I remember it was always like, oh, well, when I'm thin enough, or when I'm comfortable enough, or confident enough, or when I feel like I speak more eloquently, you know, things like that, I'm more educated. But at the same time, I was like, well, that's not really fair to myself because I'm telling myself that right now I'm not enough.
I think it's a lot of like limiting beliefs too. Like I know you saw when I had my other podcast and you had reached out, and I'm actually super proud of you for taking this on because I know how scary it can be to put yourself out there, and it takes a lot to actually do it and take the motivation and leap of faith to do it. You know, and I know you thought it wasn't gonna be as simple as it is. It's just like I told you, we would record on our phones. We had a camera and a phone, and that's how we worked the other podcast. And it wasn't like it was super technical or super like high tech technology, you know? It was just like a phone, and they have actually really good quality of recordings on phones. It just depends on what, like, if you know how to work your phone and what settings to fix. And it actually was pretty good of a quality, and our settings was great. I just feel like a lot of the times you don't have to go and find this beautiful room or a building, and sometimes some of that can hold you back. And it's like, no, I've seen podcasts that are just recording from home. They're not super fancy. You're just talking about life. You don't have to be, you know, going all out. So I'm really proud of you for taking it on and wanting to do it after the fact, because it's holding ourselves back. And it's like, you don't have to be thin to be recording. We talk all the time. Like, you talk to people all the time. And it's like, might as well do something out of it and help the community, because it's really topics that are really relatable, you know?
And that's a good point. And so that's why I was like, you know what? Like, screw it. Like, I am enough. Right now, I'm enough. And I shouldn't, the whole point of this podcast was to stop living in fear, right? So I was like, that's why it was such a huge therapeutic thing for me. Like, it's beyond just wanting to do a podcast. And that brings me to like another question that I wanted to ask you, because I did have the experience where a few people reached out, like friends of mine, and they said, why are you guys like, why did you want to do a podcast? Are you doing this because you want to be famous? And I'm like, no, did you not hear the first episode? Like, it has nothing to do with wanting to be famous. Like, if anything, I want to be the opposite of famous. And for a long time, you and I, when we started talking about the podcast, we were thinking of just doing the audio because we didn't want to be seen. We didn't want people to necessarily know who we are or know what we looked like. But then we thought about it. We're like, you know, this might be able to reach more people if we can also do it in a platform where people could see us, like YouTube, for example. So it was just it for me, it's therapy, it's healing, it's telling myself that I am enough and I'm good enough and God put me on this earth for a reason and I want him to use me. You know, like I want to reach people that are like me and maybe living in fear and holding themselves back from from doing something more with their life because they're afraid. Because if I can do it, I'm the most critical person. I'm so hard on myself. I am so scared all the time.
You
So
saw
I'm like,
me.
I know I'm so mean to myself. I really am. So that's why I'm like, if I can do this, if I can put myself out there in this way, anyone can do it.
And I like the video aspect of it, because I know we like it totally changes my Mondays sometimes, because on Monday it's like I dread to do everything on Monday because it's the start of a new week, and you know, I do have to get my business running and doing all those things, but I have that habit already, so that's out of the way. And then we pick things back up after we're done with this. But it gives me something to look forward to, and I feel accomplished, you know, like something, and it's healing, so it's like therapeutic at the same time. So being able to get it out the door, and then I feel like I've done so much already by noon, you know. And I feel like for you, it's also like you're saying, it's very healing, and it's putting yourself out there while we're also connecting. Well, because a lot of the times, a lot of people are like listeners, and other people like to watch, and like they're very visual based. So I feel like we're giving them both ends, and I'm very proud of you for taking it on, because I know we did talk about it going audio, just audio only, and I think it's actually working out that we're doing video as well. And not necessarily that we have to be at the same time at the same place, you know, because we can be wherever we need to be and be a mom and do everything else that we have to do. But I think it's gonna be great, and I love that you're getting the feedback. And no, we're not trying to be famous, like that's not the purpose of it. Watch our videos and catch up and know what we're all about.
Yeah. I mean, I think we talked about that a lot in like the first couple episodes as to our why.
Yeah.
And nowhere in there did we say it's because we want to be famous. Like, that's not even it
They're
at
like,
all.
it's a hidden motivation.
Yeah. I'm like, I just want to heal myself. I just want to feel better. And if I
Yeah.
can do that because I'm talking to people that inspire me, that motivate me, that make me, that are kind of living my dream in a sense, you know, because they're putting themselves out there and they're following their dreams and they're following their hearts and they're overcoming all these fears and all these obstacles. Those are the people I want to talk to because they inspire me. And I'm
Yeah,
hoping that I can be like, damn, like if they can do it, I can do it.
I don't know if you heard of, I forgot what it's called, but it's like the 5 people you surround yourself with, you're the average of them. So if we sit here and we're our 5 people that we hang out with the most, or we're surrounded with the most, don't really have that motivation, it kind of makes you stand out. And I feel like this is something that I've always talked about, like when I was in school or things of that nature. Like a lot of the times, our family doesn't support like people getting more advanced in stage in life, or come to the, like we all come from nothing, or at least my family doesn't really come from having everything. Como dicen, una charola de plata. Everybody has had to work their way up, and then so if we look back and we see like how people have been criticizing other people for going out there, putting themselves out there, like, oh, ya son bien creídos, oh, esto, oh, el otro, ¿cómo le hacen? You know? And it's like, no, like, we want to uplift each other, not throw ourselves back down. Like, when we say those type of things, we don't really think about the effects it does long term, I guess you can say, because it will like come back up, and it can, you know? It's like, you're pulling them back down instead of helping them get on the ladder. You're pulling them back down. Like, you need to come back and be like us. And it's like, why don't we all put ourselves into a better position and work harder to be like them? Or it doesn't have to be what they're doing, that you can go after your dreams and do whatever you desire to do. You know what I mean? So if you're surrounded by those kind of people like all the time, sometimes it does take away your motivation and things of that nature. So I try to always put myself out there and like remind people, like, whatever you want to do, we all support you, whether it's family or friends, or, you know, I'm a call away. If there's anything I can provide you with resources that are like, I know a lot of people. So if you need any kind of therapy, or you need, I don't know, community resources, classes, there's ways to get, you know, more educated. There's ways to get yourself going. If you want to do a business, we orientate you, we guide you to the right place, and we just make it happen and help you, you know, instead of pulling you down. Like, what does that do for our community?
Yeah, I think you and I are very much girls, girls. You know, like we
Yes.
want to. I and I don't just mean like I don't just want to see girls doing better. Of course not. I want to see everyone doing better.
Yeah.
But I think there is a really beautiful thing when you surround yourself with people that also want to see everyone else around them do better.
Yeah.
You know, and you're not trying to just pull them down, and you're not being negative. You know, you're being really uplifting and you're like, yeah, you can do this. You know, I'll be your cheerleader. If you need anything from me, I'm here. I always try to like compliment people. I know that sounds like crazy, but even if I see someone like in Safeway or Costco, wherever I'm at, I try to at least compliment one person because I really do want to see people happy. You know, you don't know how that could change somebody's whole day if you were just kind to them.
Yeah, It's really empowering, you know what I mean? Like when I go to networking meetings, I'm a part of two different organizations locally, and they were one of them got transitioned and it's going into the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. But we were a Latin, like just a Latina-based group where it was only women, and every time we came out of a meeting, like I felt like I could reach the stars or like comerme el mundo. Like the motivation that comes out of those groups is really life-changing. Like they believe in everything you can do, and like we support one another, you know. And I was like, this is what it's all about. Like we need to change our community, change our como dire, like our beliefs or our community, like uplift the other people that want to do business in our community. Small business support. We all supported one another, you know what I mean? And it really makes a change in my day. Like whenever I have those meetings, like a veces it was hard because I'm so busy. But I'm like, after I know the feeling after is gone when you go to the gym, you feel great after, you know? So I'm like, oh yeah, I need this, like emotional. It really helps emotionally. And I don't know, I just come out with like so many ideas on how to make my business better, or how to help the community a lot better, things of that nature. And it really fills my cup.
Good. Have you been reading anything recently? I know you're not a big reader.
I am not a big reader. I actually bought books, I think like 2 years ago, and I have not touched them, and I've been having the intention to do it, but as far as I got was like 8 pages into the book, and it was a self-help book. But I'm like, ah, oh, it's so hard. Like just history or like knowledge base is hard for me to read. I have to have something that's really intriguing. But I was watching, I really like started doing research on, I think it was called the Menendez Brothers. Yeah, I've not watched it yet because I'm kind of like scared as to if it's gonna have triggers in there and like make me go down rabbit holes. But I'm just like, I'm a really big overprotector, and I think it comes from my brother. Like when he used to like make sure, he's like, oh, I don't know who you're hanging out with or whatever. But like now, seeing how crazy the world is, I'm like, I do the same for my kids now. I'm like, I don't know what their intentions are, especially with my oldest having special needs. It's like, what are your intentions when you are playing with my kids? Because sometimes they can be mean, and my kid doesn't know how to pick it up. So it's hard. I'm like a helicopter mom sometimes, and I'm like, ah, oh, I wish I could just be free and let them do whatever they want. And I give them moments where they can, but I try to just be at least aware of what they're doing and their habits they're picking up. But talking back to the Menendez family, about like how that whole scene went down, and I feel like the series that they just came out with on TV, I don't remember if it was TV or if it was on a
I think it's like
program.
a streaming platform or
Streaming, there we
something.
go. Yes. So I haven't watched it, but I was watching like a lot of the commentary, and it kept coming up in my feed. And it was like they twist the plot, and it's like now they're changing, like they're making the kids feel yes, they're getting punished for what they did, but like the intentions of how it happened, they're like kind of making the kids look like the bad guys or like the monsters. And it's like looking back, I'm like, if I would have been in his shoes, like what the heck would have happened, you know? Like I don't know. It got me thinking, and I'm like, I want to watch it, but I'm scared. I'm like, I don't know if it's gonna have triggers in there. So, yeah, I think I'm gonna watch it in the day where I'm not about to go to bed and have all these nightmares.
All these nightmares. I don't watch a lot of TV. I do read a lot, and I'm
Okay.
really into like historical fiction, which I never knew that that was like a thing. I don't know, like I've always loved to read. I've been reading for years. But for some reason, I never thought that like historical fiction was like a genre of books. And I've always loved history. So one
Never
of my
heard
friends,
of that.
yeah, same. So when my friend recommended this book and she told me it was historical fiction, I was like, what do you mean? She's like, well, it's like a book, you know, it has a lot of elements of like history, you know, things that have happened, but it's also fiction. So some of it is also part of the author's imagination. And I just thought that was like the coolest thing. So I read this book called By Any Other Name. I don't know if you could see it.
Okay.
By Any Other Name, and it's by Jodi Picoult. I don't even know how to say her name. But it's about there's this theory that Shakespeare didn't write all of his books.
Oh.
I'd never heard this before.
Yeah.
After I read this book, I started going to like this rabbit hole on like Google and doing all this research. But in this book, the it's about two people. So it's one of them is like the I think she's the like the great great granddaughter of the woman that people say a lot of the books that Shakespeare wrote actually she wrote, because in those times women didn't have a lot of rights, so they
Oh.
couldn't read, they couldn't publish their own work or anything like that. So women would like write books, and then a lot of them supposedly, you know, because we don't know,
Yeah.
would sell these books to Shakespeare, and then he would publish them.
Okay.
Because Shakespeare, you know, and a lot of his stories, he has like really powerful women characters. And they were saying, but in real life, like Shakespeare didn't even teach his daughters to read. So how could somebody that's, you know, makes up all these characters of powerful women then be a, in a real life this man who didn't even teach his own daughters how to read, you know?
Yeah.
But I just thought that was really interesting. It was such a good book. And then I also read another one. It's called The Women by Kristen Hannah, and it's about like women that go to war.
Okay.
But you know, they don't fight. I think they're like nurses. And a lot of them are struggling because they have like PTSD and things like that,
Yeah.
but they can't get help, resources, because they're saying, "Oh, well, you're not a veteran. Like you didn't actually go to war."
What? Oh my
Yeah.
God. This is where I don't understand, like, a lot of what you were just talking about. The historical fiction part, I had no idea existed. I was just thinking about, like, writing a book. I was just thinking about the other day, just because, like, over the weekend, we had a family event at one of my niece's house. It was like a housewarming party, and my dad's sister was there. And then she was talking about how, like, my grandma used to be a teacher. Like the kids from the rancho, my grandma used to teach them the numbers and things like that, because she was, I don't remember what number she was out of all the kids. She tells me she had like 16 siblings, but when I ask around, they're like, maybe it was like 9 or 10, but I do know that some of them died. So when they would die, they would rename the others. The one that would come after would have the same name as the one that died. And I was like, what? That's a thing? Like, I was like, oh my God. And then, so she used to be a teacher, and apparently she was one of the younger ones. So her and the other sibling that were younger got sent off to do some kind of like sewing school or something. And then they learned how to read, and they learned how to write, and they learned like the basics. And then from that, she learned what she learned. She applied to the kids of the rancho, and that's how they learned like certain things. But they're not too legible, and they also don't read too much, but they do know how to pick up like distinguished letters and things of that nature. And my aunt was telling us about that, and I was like, I had never known that. Like, that's crazy, you know? And I was telling her, we should write a book about like all the stuff that my grandma did and like stuff that she learned, because that's something that we're not gonna know. I mean, she's 95, and the day she passes, and right now she doesn't really remember a lot of stuff. So when she does do like remember things, she brings it up various times. Like, she has, I forgot what it's called, dementia?
Or
So
yeah.
she goes back into like these periods, and she'll talk about that same thing. And the next time she'll see you the next day, she'll talk about the same thing again. And my dad's like, ya la escuché como mil veces. I'm like, Dad, just listen, like, chill. You know, he's like, es que a veces dice cosas que se enoja la gente, and then she repeats it again. And I'm like, just listen, just know that this is part of where we're going to be one day if we get that old. Like, it's just part of life, you know? And so I was telling him, we should write a book about everything that she talks about. And then one of the oldest siblings remembers a lot of stuff. I'm like, we need to write a book and then go through like her childhood. It's like a really interesting story. And then I didn't know that my grandma and my grandpa were 10 years apart. That also came about on that in that talk. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. I never knew that. And then I was like, maybe that's why they didn't my grandma's mom didn't like him. Like, and it's crazy because se casaron entre hermanos, like, two of my grandma's daughters and then two siblings married, but she liked one of them, but she didn't like the other. And so when my grandpa died, I think he was 40 when he died, and my grandma was 29, and she had to raise all her six kids by herself. So it's like a pretty interesting story. And then how like my grandma treated them differently than how the other couple that did marry, and she would give her animals and whatever assets she had, she would give them to those kids. But then my grandma, who was a widow and struggling to make it by, like, she did not get support. And I was like, that is just so crazy.
Yeah, we definitely do a book, because it, you know, those are such interesting things. And once our, you know, grandparents pass away, like we'll never have the chance to ask him those stories.
Yeah,
Like I
definitely.
regret not sitting down with my grandmother enough and listening to her stories, because I'm sure, I mean, the ones that I did hear are amazing, but I'm sure there was so many that I didn't hear. I mean, obviously this sounds more like maybe like a memoir. I think
Yeah.
where historical fiction, it's like some elements are not real necessarily because they come
Yeah.
from the author's imagination. But like what you want to do is more like a memoir, so you should definitely do it.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. So like basically like even if it's just for the family and it doesn't get published like huge or go anywhere, we just have like history, something for our kids. And more like fiction, I was thinking like a lot of the time my kids have all these topics. I'm like, that's not real. None of that is real. And they're like, but there's so much to talk about. Let's do a YouTube channel. I'm like, none of that is real. How are you gonna go on YouTube and talk about fake stuff and then you're gonna get critiqued, so you're not gonna like it. Like, but maybe a book would work. I don't
Yeah, I mean,
know.
maybe they could write a book. I love fiction. I also read like a love story. It's called This Could Be Us by Kennedy Ryan. And it
Okay.
was more of like a romantic, she finds out that her husband is like this horrible person. And so she was a stay-at-home mom. So she has to like rebuild herself up from the, basically from the ground up, you know, because
Yeah.
she was, didn't have a money or income or anything like that. It's a beautiful story. But yeah, all those books that I've mentioned are like 5 out of 5 stars, so I would definitely recommend.
That's good. Maybe I should start doing audiobooks, 'cause then I would
Perfect.
listen. Like I listen to podcasts, but I can't read it for the life of me. Me duermo.
I
But
love
if it's
audiobooks. You should do it.
yeah. I was thinking of that. I was like, dude, I used to be such a good writer. I loved writing about like, experiences that we all in the Latino community like hardships and things of that nature. But when it talked about like history, I hated it. Like I'm like, this is not interesting to me. Like, sí, sí pasó, pero like, how does it come back to like 100 years later? How does it affect? It does affect you, right? Because you have a better living situation. Pero I'm like, I don't know. It's so boring to me. No, like I couldn't catch on and read. Like me dormía. So I was like, I never knew that the historical fiction was a thing. So it's like, ha so a lot of the portions are real, but then she adds to it and it's fiction.
Yeah, so some elements obviously of history of like places, or like the Book of the Women, it's based on, they're at the Viet, I think it's the Vietnam War.
Okay.
So obviously, you know, the Vietnam War is real. It really did happen. And she talked to a lot of women that were actually there to get stories and ideas, and also just to make sure that she paid tribute and, you know, an homage to these people, because she doesn't want to, you know, she wasn't there. So she really wanted to be careful to take into consideration their experiences and things like that before she put it in a book.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, how would they make it fiction and then people not know what the difference was between what's real and what's not real? You know,
I
when you
think like the names, like obviously the names of the, like
yeah.
the, yeah, the names and the characters aren't real. I mean, I'm sure they have some element of someone that's real, but
Yeah.
it's not an actual person that they knew.
Okay. Got it. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense.
But I love, yeah, you should definitely do audiobooks. Audiobooks are always fun too, and you could listen to those when you're working or whatever you're doing. But if anyone has any book recommendations, please send them over, because I love to read. And I'm always open to different genres and different stories, for sure.
Okay. Well, same thing with movies. If you have anything that's great to watch or something that will be intriguing from the beginning, because I pass out when they're not. Same thing. It's a book or it's a movie. If it's not interesting, I go to bed.
Really? Movies too?
Yeah.
But there, you're not
Yeah.
watching like any, there's no shows or movies that you're watching right now that you're really hooked on?
I was watching this series called Sex Life on Netflix a while back, and that was one that I really loved watching, and I actually started doing workouts with it. Like while I was watching it, I would work
Oh,
out.
yeah.
But then I didn't find anything after that that was like catching my attention, so I didn't. And I'm on the hunt for another one so I can get myself back up and doing something while I'm watching it, not
Yeah.
just binge watching. And so yeah, it was a pretty interesting story, and I was like, it really opened my eyes. It was about a couple that was together but then ended up getting divorced because one of them cheated, and then they ended up living like the kids lived in the central home where they used to live, and so the parents would be there. One would be there Monday through Wednesday or something like that, and the other one would leave Friday or the remaining of the week, and then they would switch off and the kids would stay at the same house. So they had a nanny that would help when they were working, but then they would pick up the shifts after and stay there with the kids when it was their turn. And I was like, dude, I've never seen that happen before. But at the same time, like my parents have been married for the longest time, so I'm not used to a lot of that stuff. But it was really interesting to see like how they lived, and the kids like just carried on a normal life.
No, okay.
But
Do you like documentaries or anything like that, or no?
yeah, I don't remember. I think the last one I watched was like Jenny Rivera or something. I don't remember. I know there's like three different, is it memoir movies? I don't know what it's called.
Sure.
Docu, what was the other
Your
documentary?
docu
I don't know,
series?
a lot of the crime scenes, but I can't remember what it was.
Like
My memory.
2020, like 2020 and things like that. Those like
Yeah.
those kinds of, you know, where it's like true crime.
Yeah, it's true crime, but I can watch it in bits and pieces. Like, I can't sit there and binge it because, yeah, it sometimes I get like anxious watching things.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I have to just limit myself sometimes.
Yeah. What about like the Love is Blind? Did you ever get into Love is Blind? I used
Oh
to be
yes, I watched
obsessed with Love is Blind.
the first season. I've not watched the rest, but it's something that's like always changing. So like the scenarios, because it's the people that are always changing, and it's like I'll watch it, but I have to be hooked from the beginning. And then, but for something like for me to work out with, I want it to be like a series or an interesting story. I don't know, from the
Yeah.
beginning.
Okay. Well, if I see anything, I'll let you know. I'm not a
Okay.
big TV person. I just don't have the time.
Yeah.
But if I hear
Well,
anything.
yeah, I can't work out unless I'm like doing something else. Like I don't, I can't get motivated to just sit there and be on. Like audio, I do while I'm working, so it's. I'll rather work than get on the machine.
Yeah.
But something that I'll like me siento me enfoco, and I'm like, okay, I'm on the machine, I'm fine. I'll do weights or whatever. But
Yeah.
yeah.
Do you ever watch any of the Spanish ones? Because, you know, now that I'm remembering, my husband and I, we watched one recently where it was called, I think it was called La Venganza de las Juanas.
Oh no.
And I believe it's on Netflix, and it's
Okay.
about these, I think there's five of them, and they're girls, and they're all named Juana.
Oh
Like
wow.
Juan, like Juana Maria or Juana Trinidad or something like that.
Yeah.
And because I watched it a while back. But I remember it was really, really good. And me and my husband, we were like hooked on it.
Yeah.
And they
I
don't know it at the time, but they all meet in this like beach place and they find out that they're all sisters because they have this same tattoo, not a tattoo, like a mark, like a
Yeah.
birthmark
Yeah.
on their like different parts of their body, but they all have the same exact one.
Oh wow.
So
Oh
it's like
my
a mystery
God.
because they're trying to like discover like what happened to. Because a lot of them, I think their moms had died, and they're like trying to discover, like, well, what happened to our moms and who's our
I need to
dad?
watch it.
It's really interesting. So look it up. You might
Yeah,
like
yeah.
it. Yeah, let me
Okay.
know.
Yeah, I used to watch, was it like Narcos and Teresa, whatever, and then La Viuda Negra. Things like that I've been watched. But nothing has really, or like Señor de los Cielos, but as like they come up with all these seasons, y luego
Yeah.
me, I'm like, oh, I forgot what happened in the first one. I have to go rewatch the first and then go back. And I'm like, it takes forever for them to come up with the next season. So
Yeah.
like I get lost in between.
So it's nice when they're, yeah, the when it's like a shorter show, right? Yeah. It's a little bit nicer. What about like on your TikTok feed? What's on your TikTok? Do you have TikTok?
I don't really go on there because I've. I get stuck on like rabbit holes, and then I'm like, okay, what's the next thing? And then I'm like, by the time I'm done watching, paso una hora, or like we're on hour two, and I'm like, yeah, I can't. So I do my best not to get on TikTok
Yeah.
unless I have to upload something, or somebody's like, go watch this, and they send me the link, then I'll go watch it. But I just go watch, respond, and that's it. Like I get out real quick because
You're
time
right.
flies.
No, I do go down rabbit holes when I'm on TikTok, but sometimes I've been doing it when I'm on like the Stairmaster at the gym.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because you kind of have the time to just like, you know, be scrolling on your phone. But I've been going down like the rabbit hole of all the P. Diddy things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple of those. I saw one where it was like a hairdresser, and she was like refilling her baby oil or something on her esthetician little station, and then he's like snooping around, and he comes out of nowhere, and then she's like, oh, let me put it back. And like I was like, oh my God. Taking it out of context here.
Yeah. No. There's all this like P. Diddy drama. And then after I went down that rabbit hole, it was like I had to listen to the whole Eminem album.
Yeah.
Because there's all these like, well, there was a lot of people that were saying how he has a lot of songs where he talks about things of P.
Yeah.
Diddy, and they're like, oh my gosh, he knew, you know, he knew. So then I had to go like listen, like read the lyrics as
Yeah.
I'm listening to the music to see. I'm like, Wow, I've been going down a big rabbit hole. So you are definitely right. We should stay away from TikTok.
I stay away as much as I can unless I have to publicize something or I don't know, something that somebody sends me. But other than that, I don't open it because of that. I'm like, I'd rather be working and getting things out of the way or training or doing what I need to do on my to-do list, because that's one thing that I'm like, when I don't feel productive, I feel like I go down rabbit holes on myself and I'm like, no, I need to get things out of the way. And if it's not something that needs to be done work-wise or training or self-development stuff, then I go and I have a whole bunch of stuff to do with my house because these kids keep me busy. So that's where we're at.
What about music? Any music? Any albums that you've been listening to?
Oh, I don't know. I'm like a big Carin León fan, so I always listen to him. And
Wow, so many
I kind of
people.
thinking
Yeah, I
of
hear that all
you.
the time.
I was thinking of you when you were saying that your daughter says cortavena songs, like Ya quita eso, and I was like, oh my God, I'm really going down that rabbit hole too. So yeah, I basically just listen to him sometimes or just the radio. And then we have like USB cards, so those bring me back to like a whole bunch of different genres or like back in the day music.
Yeah.
And so yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, my daughter keeps me up on my game because she'll be 17 tomorrow. So
Yeah.
she
Oh my
always like
God.
yeah. So she doesn't like my cortavenas. So
Yeah.
she's always like, "Mom, put this on or put that on." And so she's always like playing music that people her age are kind of listening to.
Yeah.
I'm like, she keeps me young, you know.
Yeah.
So we've been listening
Yeah.
to like a lot of Sabrina Carpenter. She's obsessed. Or like I was saying, Eminem. Both her and I are big Swifties, so we always listen to like Taylor Swift together and things like
Okay.
that. But yeah, I
Yeah,
know.
I like some of her songs too, but I'm basically I just do a lot of Spanish because I feel like a lot of the times my kids won't speak the Spanish sometimes, so I'm like, at least if I have them listening to the music, they're
Yeah.
around it more a little bit, besides like my family and things, but a
Yeah.
lot of my siblings speak English to them, so I'm like trying to keep this alive here. It's like it's hard.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a good point. I didn't even think about that. But you're right. Like if we keep them at least singing
Yeah.
in Spanish, you know, then that's yeah, I'm gonna try that. When I pick them up from school today,
Yeah,
I'm
right?
gonna be busting some Carin León, some
Yes.
Yuridia. Yeah.
Yeah, you know how Elodie likes that Yuridia song with Ángel Navidad?
Yes.
So we were singing it. I think it was Saturday morning. We were getting ready, and I was doing her hair, and I was like, "Okay, well, you've got to start singing the lyrics." And so I turned it up, and then Brian was in the room, and then I was like, "Okay, guys, leave the phone. It's time to sing." And then he starts singing, and then he's like, "Wait, now I gotta pause it. Can you please translate what I'm saying?"
Oh. Oh,
I'm like, "So you're not gonna sing if you don't know what you're saying?" And he's like, "No, that's not right."
that's not, he needs to understand what he's singing. That's
Yeah.
right. I told my daughter because I saw this cool quote the other day where I was saying music either something along the lines of like good music either makes you forget everything or remember everything.
Yeah, I think you
Yeah.
posted that. Did you not?
I did, and then I
Okay,
posted
okay.
it. And then I was like, and then she said something like, "Then why are you always listening to sad music?" And I'm like, "Well, that's the point. It's like I want it to make me feel something.
Yeah.
You know, like it's either going to take me back to this moment in my life where, you know, transport me to this exact moment in my life,
Yeah.
or it's going to make me forget everything because I'm having so much fun." You know, so it's like
Yep.
if it doesn't do one of those two things, I don't like
Yeah,
it.
like Grupo Firme, I can't remember what song it is, but there's a song that's a cortavenas too. And one of my friends on Instagram had posted like the song, and she's like, "Dude, I know my man it doesn't speak Spanish." She's like, "But this song gets me in my feels, and it makes me, it's like I feel like I'm living in real life, like one of these little scenarios of infidelity or whatever, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, but don't think that this is my life. Like, I live a good life. Don't
That
base my life based on the song." And I was like, "You
reminds me of
need
like there
to."
was this dance where or a lot of like memes that I was seeing where when the Taylor Swift album first came out and there's a song called Down Bad and it's like I'm down bad crying at the gym or something because you know the love of her life has like left her basically
Okay.
deserted and stranded. And so she's down bad, like in this negative space, right?
Yeah.
And there was all these like memes of people saying like, "I'm married with a husband that's not going anywhere, but I'm like singing down bad over and over."
Same. That's what I was saying. I was like, it's the same thing. I'm like, so crazy. He's like, he doesn't know what the heck I'm singing, but I'm down this lane where I'm in all my feels, and people also probably think that he's been cheating on me this whole time, or you know, it's like, oh my
Yeah.
God. But it's crazy how like music can really make you feel a certain type of way, you
Yeah.
know?
I think that's a good kind of music. If music doesn't make you feel something, then you're probably not doing it right.
Very, very true.
Yeah. Well, I think we're coming to the end of the episode, but we just want to remind everyone that new episodes are coming out every Tuesday now, and you can listen to them anywhere you listen to podcasts, whether it's Apple, Spotify, Amazon. We also on Tuesday drop the episodes on YouTube as well for the people that want to see us visually. And also, feel to email us, send us a DM on the Instagram page. We'd really love to hear your feedback. Send me some good book recommendations and send Yvette some good show recommendations.
Yes.
And we just really wanted to check in today and have you guys have an opportunity to get to know us. And we're just really thankful to be here. So thank you guys for listening.
Thank you guys for tuning in today. I hope you guys liked the episode. And if there's any suggestions on what you guys would like to hear or know more about us, go ahead and comment or let us know and send us an email with anything that you guys can suggest or any feedback that you guys have for us. Otherwise, we'll see you guys next week. I hope you have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.